What's the best secondary school in the country?
Oh, hey, young, we need this.
I thought you might add school bell or something as well.
Don't need the school bell, but the best state high school in the country is Marsden.
Yep, taken out the top gong at the Australian Education Awards. It was a finalist in a record 9 out of 25 categories, beating off prestigious competition from around Australia.
And it's not just the school, but the principal. I think he was named Principal of the Year as well. Gee. Andrew Peach, Principal of Marsden State High. Congratulations.
Thank you, Craig.
How does it feel?
Oh, it's a very proud moment, I think, for our whole school community, to be honest. It's something that we're all very excited about.
What has won it for Marsden, do you think?
Oh, I think it's probably just that, actually, our community, in that we've got such a great level of support from our local families, our businesses, the kids, the staff. It's the volume of support and opportunities down at Marsden, which makes us so great.
And, I mean, you're the principal there, and to have that support for the school, the principal has to be supported. How do you sort of, you know, manage all that?
I guess with that great support, we've got lots of people who are always willing to help and do extra and go above and beyond. So that, you know, that starts with our staff. I always figure a school is only as good as the people that are involved, and from a Marsden perspective, we've got some of the greatest people on our staff and in the wider community that really look to provide those extra opportunities for our kids to be successful.
Andrew, how long have you been at Marsden for now?
Just a bit over 6 years now.
And what's that growth been like, just in terms of school population?
I think we've grown by about 1,000 kids in that time. So we're at about 1,800 back in 2014, and actually next year it looks like we'll have more than 3,000 kids there.
More than 3,000 students at Marsden.
Yeah.
That is a massive increase. What do you put that down to? Is it just population growth or something more going on too?
No, I think it's a little bit of both. There's some really great growth in Logan generally around the housing development side of things, but I think it's also the confidence in the local community that our kids and families now know that they can get the very best by going to their local school, and I think that's replicated across all of our schools in Logan, that the desire to leave to get better opportunities just doesn't exist anymore, because there's so many great opportunities in Logan for our families.
And Andrew, when you have that many students, how do you ensure that, you know, none sort of feel left out or, you know, just get missed?
I think with great staff. One of the other awards that we got was the Professional Learning Program of the Year, and I think that's really the secret to our success, the support that we have for our staff, and then the work that our staff put in to make sure that every kid is known and that the opportunities are there for each of our kids. We've got so many wonderful programs that the kids can engage in, and we talk quite often about pride, passion and persistence, but the opportunity for our kids to really tap into the areas that they're passionate about that connects them to the school and to our community is something that I'm really proud of.
Yeah, pride, passion, persistence. I like that. That phrase that you use, Andrew Peach, and it's certainly on display at Marsden State High, names the Australia's best public school at the Australian Education Awards last night. And that comes in a year, 2020, that has had so many disruptions. As you get into the last couple of weeks of the school term proper, how do you reflect on the year that has been, this 12 months?
Yeah, it's certainly been a different year and a challenging year in many ways, but it's also been a really exciting and enjoyable year as well. We had our Year 12 graduation last week, so it's been quite a reflective time, I think, for all of us. And there really is no other industry or no other business where you have so many kids coming through or people coming through your business that you've got to say goodbye to at the end of the year, and a new group coming through. But we're really proud of our Year 12 graduates. They've had a different experience, but to be fair, they probably haven't had the old experience either, in that they only get one shot at Year 12. Our graduating cohort this year have done us proud. They've been outstanding kids who are going to be outstanding men and women in the Logan community. So it's a year I look back at with great pride. The resilience that the kids and the wider community has shown, and then again the opportunities that they've had in slightly different ways, I think, has really set them up for success in the future as well.
Well, when you look back at your grade 12, did you want to be a principal?
I don't think I did at the time. I did want to be a teacher. I've always wanted to be a PE teacher. So But it took me a little while longer to want to become a principal, I must admit. But certainly when I finished Year 12, I was very keen to move into the teaching world. That's for sure, Loretta. Yeah.
Well, Andrew, congratulations once more. Fantastic result for Marsden State High. I know there's an incredible amount of work that's happening both at the school and in the broader community. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Craig.
Andrew Peach, the best public school in the country. He is the best public school principal. There is much to celebrate in Marsden.